and stay in a Romans 8 study. Let's go to Romans chapter 8. We'll start at verse 14 this time. Romans chapter 8, verse 14. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Amen. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, Amen. Whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. Amen. And if children, then heirs. Amen. Heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. Yes. If so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. Title for today, The Beginning of Adoption.
Amen.
Let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, all the studying, all the singing, all the praying we could do wouldn't mean anything, Lord, if you didn't come by this night, Lord. We know your presence here, though we're so grateful that you would come by and just do the miraculous. The things we can't even think, that we don't even know that we have need of, Lord. You're always here to do those, Father. And I pray, Lord, that you'd come and anoint the word in such a way that every heart would know that you spoke tonight, Lord. And that you'd be able to bring us from where we are to where we ought to be, in higher heights and deeper depths in your love. We love you. We appreciate you, Lord. I just pray that you have your way. Speak through me. Listen through the hearts of the people, Lord. And may you receive glory in everything done tonight. In Jesus Christ's precious name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. Those of you that haven't been here, I've been going through the book of Romans, actually Romans chapter 8. And as we started that out, I said you really have to go back to chapter 7 for a little while to understand what Romans 8 is getting at. For in Romans chapter 7, Paul talks about how he has this fight within himself. He said, for on the inside I delight after the law of God, but on the outside I desire the things of the world still. I don't understand why I have both of these. And then Paul says, no, I get it. I know what's happened. Uh-huh. I'm a supernatural creature stuck in a natural body. So we had talked about the two laws within the believer. There's the law of the spirit of life and there's the law of death. Then we went in about the fruits of those two laws. What happens when you listen to the law of the spirit? There's a lot of good things that go on there. And if you want to know about them, read Romans 8, 1 down to 13. It tells you all the good things that happen when you listen to the Spirit of God. And it tells you all the bad things that will happen if you listen to the flesh. Amen. Because though we be spirit, though we've been born again of the Spirit of God, doesn't mean we can't fall into the flesh still. Right. Doesn't mean we can't backslide 1,000 times a day, as the prophet said. Yeah. And guess what? You'll reap for every one of those. Right. So we're not interested in that fruit no more. No. We want the fruit of the Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. But as we look into that, I want to go into adoption. And adoption is one of those topics that, even especially in the message, for some reason, you just got to wear some kind of gloves, because some people get offended one way or they'll get offended the other way. So I just stick right with what I hear the prophet saying.
Come on, brother.
I don't add nothing. I don't take nothing out. All right?
Amen.
Amen. That's why I titled this The Beginning of Adoption. Because everybody wants to say, well, this is the adoption. I go, yes, sir. Amen. They say, well, this is too. It can't be both. I say, yes, sir, it is. It starts, but it's got to finish. It's got a completion, should I say. Amen. Let's go back to our passage here. I'm going to take my time. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. So there's your quota if you know if someone's a son of God or not. Are you led by the Spirit of God? Or are you led by your own spirit?
Amen.
Are you led by your own ambitions or the Spirit of God leads you?
Amen.
That'll prove whether you're a son of God to someone else. They'll know. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received. So this is past tense. You have received the spirit of adoption.
Amen.
So as you walked in the world, as I was going to read it like Brother Branham said, and then I'll go wherever he leads me. Coming out of the Church Age book, page 153, it says, now comes our triumphal capstone on the baptism with the Holy Ghost. There it is. Jesus Christ came forth, died upon the cross, and accomplished redemption, restoring to original owner by means of purchase or paying the price. And thereby, look, Christ came, died on the cross, redeemed us, and thereby placed us as sons.
Amen.
Adopted. Because of what he did on the cross. He placed us as sons. He did not make us sons, for we were already his sons.
Amen.
But he placed us as sons.
Amen.
For as long as we were in the world, in the flesh, we could not be recognized as his sons. We were held captive by the devil.
Yes.
but we were sons nonetheless.
Yes.
You know, when you were walking the things of the world, you tried to have pleasure in that.
Yep.
You tried to say, that's just the way I am.
Yep.
I just have to knock down 40 dogs every weekend. I just have to swear and watch football on Sundays instead of go to church. I just have to be this way. I can't help it. But something on the inside said, no, that ain't you, buddy. You can try to run from God. If you're a predestinated seed, says, he's coming after you.
Yes.
But we are sons nonetheless. I'm reading again. And hear this. And because you are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of His sons into your heart, whereby you cry, Father, Father. Upon whom did the Spirit fall at Pentecost? Sons.
Amen.
At Corinth, upon sons while they heard the word. How many was a son that heard the word?
Amen.
Or a daughter? It's the same. It's all inclusive. A son or daughter that heard the word. What is the baptism with the Holy Ghost? It is the Spirit baptizing you. You.
Amen.
Not brother so-and-so. Not the preacher as your mediator. Baptizes you.
Yes.
Amen.
Into the body of Christ. It is the new birth.
Yes, it is.
And Brother Branham earlier says, this is thus saith the Lord, and you can't mess with it.
Right.
People want to tell me the baptism of the Holy Ghost doesn't include the new birth. You're crazy.
Oh.
What are you going to do without the Holy Ghost? Tell me. What did you do before you got it?
Nothing.
Tell me one good thing you did for God before you got it. All you do is make a mockery out of the Christianity you were trying to stand for. That's what I did. Tried to serve God for 2 years without the Holy Ghost. All you do is make a mockery out of it. They look at you and go, you're supposed to be a Christian. Yeah, right, buddy. I know how you act. I know what you said behind that person's back. Oh, my. But when the Spirit came, amen, it is the Spirit, reading again, baptizing you into the body of Christ. It is the new birth. It is the Spirit of God coming in and filling you after you have repented, having heard His word and been baptized in water as the answer of a good conscience towards God.
Amen.
So there you go. There's no magic formula for getting the Holy Ghost. There ain't putting 50 quotes together to say, this is how you really get it.
Amen.
No, it's plain.
Amen.
Repent.
Yes.
Be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost, which will place you as a son.
Amen.
Because once you have that new birth, once the Spirit's allowed to come in, it'll recognize that's the Son of God right there.
Yeah.
Now that's just the beginning.
Glory to Jesus.
That's just the beginning. And we go back to Jesus. He was the supreme example. I'm going to have to lose this. We're not going to be able to do that tonight. Matthew chapter 3, verse 16. Let's read this together. Amen, buddy. If he amens, it's all right, Ellie, all right? Can't be fussing back there, but he can amen. Matthew chapter 3 at verse 16. And Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water. And lo, the heavens were opened unto him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon him. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Now we know Jesus Christ, there is a difference between us and him because we had to be born again.
Right.
We came with a carnal nature. We came with a nature against God.
Right.
Christ did not.
Right.
Yeah. He came perfect.
Yep.
He came the way man was supposed to come.
Amen.
Without sin.
Right.
Without sex. Without all this nonsense that we had to come here by. But he still had to receive the Holy Ghost to have power.
Because
you don't see him doing any miracles before this. You don't see him casting out devils. You hear him being the Word. Because they tried to say, oh, you know, what are you doing out here? When he was in the temple longer than he was supposed to be, he says, I'm about my Father's business.
Amen.
He still had to preach the Word, that's what he was. He was the Word.
Amen.
But when the Spirit came, that gave that Word power.
Amen.
Nothing could stand against that. Coming out of our hope is in God, 51. We think that how he was born into this world, the Son of God, talking about what we just read here. But at the age of 30, God placed him.
Right.
Upon the banks of Jordan that day, when he was standing and the water dripping from his locks, God vindicated that as his son and said, this is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased. Adoption.
Amen.
Placing into his kingdom for the work that he was to finish.
Right.
So at River Jordan, Brother Bram said, and this is actually way back in 51, he said that God adopted his son there.
Yeah.
for the work that he had to do. And I get so tired of these excuses we have. Why there ain't no miracles no more. Why we can't speak in tongues no more. Why we can't prophesy. Why devils just get to run rampant through church and we can't do nothing about it. It's excuses. Yes. You receive the Holy Ghost, you have the same authority Christ did.
Yes. Yes.
You've been adopted as a son.
Yes.
Act like one.
Yes.
Don't let the devil push you around.
Right.
He tries to give you some kind of sickness, since you push him right back out. Said, I don't need that.
Amen.
Don't go doing your own works now. That's why you receive the Spirit. Because the Spirit gives you power.
Yes.
You shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come.
Yes.
So Jesus there on River Jordan was adopted. But anybody that studied adoption at all, if you read the adoption book like I have, Brother Bram doesn't stop there. He doesn't say that was the only thing that was the adoption. So I want to go into this a little bit here. Let's turn to there. Let's go there. Matthew chapter 17. We're real close, so we'll go to this. Matthew chapter 17. Starting at verse 1. And after 6 days, Jesus taketh Peter, James, and John, his brother, and bringeth them up into a high mountain apart, and was transfigured before them. And his face did shine as the sun, and his raiment was white as the light. And behold, there appeared unto them Moses and Elias, talking with them. Then answered Peter and said unto Jesus, Lord, it is good for us to be here. If thou wilt, let us make here 3 tabernacles, one for thee, one for Moses, and one for Elias. Then just like man, get all excited. Something supernatural's happened. Let's go build 3 churches. Calm down. Calm down, Peter. Let the Lord do it. While he yet spake. So God didn't even waste no time. While he yet spake, behold, a cloud overshadowed them. And behold, a voice out of the cloud which said, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Does that sound familiar to you?
Amen.
It's exactly what was said on River Jordan.
Right.
And then he adds 3 words. Hear ye him. And when the disciples heard it, they fell on their faces and were sore afraid. And you would have been too.
Yes.
Got a couple quotes. Is that all right?
Yeah.
Right on that passage right there. Everlasting God, or everlasting life and how to receive it. 54. God adopted his own son when he took him up. Took Peter, James, and John as a witness. In the mouth of 2 or 3 witnesses, let every word be established. And went up there, and God overshadowed Christ. The Holy Spirit overshadowed Christ, and his raiment shined like the sun. Is that right? And God himself said, this is my beloved Son, hear ye him. In other words, there it is. What he says is the all of it. And then he was given equal. Of course, it was God. But God, in the flesh of Jesus Christ, manifested himself to the people. And there, God adopted his own son.
Amen.
So we got some reconciling to make here.
Right.
Wait a minute, brother. Didn't you just say River Jordan was the adoption? Now you say it's Mount Transfiguration. What is it? What's this all about? And what happens a lot of times is people get all confused. And instead of just taking what the word says and walking with it, they got to add something in there.
Right.
Got to make it happen. Got to make it work. This is why we can't do nothing, because we're just not adopted yet. We're not on Mount Transfiguration yet. What happened to River Jordan was just, you know, kind of nice, but it didn't do nothing for us. It's nonsense.
Uh-huh.
Let's go back to Romans 8. I'm going somewhere. You got patience tonight?
Yes.
It's one of them virtues. We got to have it.
Yep.
Might as well get tested right here in the house of God. Romans 8. Verse 15, for you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit itself bearing witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs. I looked up the word heirs because it just felt so good thinking of what an heir is. And it says, in the messianic usage, one who receives his allotted possession by right of sonship.
Amen.
Woo, which means you don't got nothing to do with it.
Right.
Don't put one work in there while you get something from God.
Right.
You get things from God because you're his son.
Amen. Yes.
Or his daughter.
Yes.
And the only way you can recognize is you receive the Holy Ghost.
Right.
Because only sons and daughters of God can receive the Spirit of God.
Amen.
Why do you think Judas couldn't go up on the day of Pentecost?
Right.
He even cast out devils. But he couldn't receive the life.
Right.
The life that can walk holy and in power.
Amen.
Not just one or the other. Everybody wants to go on one tangent or the other.
Right.
Let's just be sanctified. Go be a good Methodist then. Let's just go crazy and try to cast out demons even though we're under demons because we got our hair bobbed off, women. Right?
Right?
Oh, I spoke in tongues, but I'm sitting here in my skirts all the way up to here. I don't care.
Right.
That ain't the life of Christ. He was both holy and full of power.
Amen.
That's what we should desire to be. That's how an adopted son acts.
Yes.
He knows who his father is.
Right.
When you receive the Holy Ghost, it's time to clean up. And you shouldn't need nobody else to tell you that.
Right.
It should be right here.
Amen.
The inner man saying, get that old man out of here. Because
yes.
After the inner man, I delight in the things of God. Because
right.
I've been adopted.
Amen.
I'm recognized as a son.
Yes.
And it's time to kick the old man out.
Because
I've got power over him. An heir. One who has acquired or obtained the portion allotted to him. And look what this says. It says, and if children, then heirs. What are we heirs of? Heirs of God.
Yeah.
Think of that for a minute. Heirs of God. And then it says, we're joint heirs with Christ.
Yes.
Was Christ God? Of course he was. Of course he was God made flesh. But he was an heir of God. God became flesh in his son Christ. He was an heir of Godship.
Amen.
That's why we are heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, because it's the same.
Yes.
Right.
The same God that manifested himself in flesh in Christ is manifesting himself in our flesh this day. Because we receive the same Spirit.
Right.
As we preached Sunday this morning, Emmanuel was God with us, God tabernacled in flesh, and Emmanuel still standing here today.
Amen.
If you can look past the badger skins
right.
of our flesh,
right.
of our mistakes,
Amen.
Even yourself when you look in the mirror, look past that old man.
Yes.
And know, devil, something's happened.
Amen.
I'm not that old wretch. Quit lying to me.
Yep. Yeah.
Even when you slip up, push it down on the ground.
Right.
Get up, soldier.
Amen.
Put the armor back on and act like a son.
Amen.
Sons of God, I'm tired of watching you get pushed around.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm just bearing this for the Lord.
No.
If you were bearing it for the Lord, you wouldn't talk one word about it, and you'd be so happy you had it. You say, brother, where's that at? Paul said it. I will glory in my infirmities. He said, yeah, I got a thorn in the flesh, but I'm feeling good. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
That's when you're bearing it for the Lord. Now you go, oh, brother, Satan's just fighting me. Oh, I barely made it to church today. Oh, yeah, because Jesus walked around like that. No. Neither did the apostles.
No.
Neither did the prophet. No. Neither does any man that in his right mind with the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Don't let the devil push you around. I can't get off that. Somebody get pushed around by the devil, quit it.
Right.
Cast him out in the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
Amen. Hidden life 55. If you'll notice in perfect type, God did his own son the same way. He taken three as a witness, where the mouth of two or three witnesses, every word be established. Peter, James, and John. Love, faith, and hope. He taken them up into a mountain apart from the rest of the world. And there, before official witnesses, God adopted his own son. He was transfigured before them, and his raiment did shine as the sun. His voice, and the voice out of the cloud said, this is my beloved son, hear ye him. Set him upon a mountain. Put the witnesses there to see it. Clothe him in a robe as bright as the sun. Can you just picture being there?
Yeah.
I just think of being Peter, James, and John standing there watching him transfigure. You wonder why they were shaking in their boots and just spouting off things. They even shine like the sun in his strength. And God spoke out, this is my beloved son, hear ye him. God adopted his own child into the family. Hear me no longer. Yeah. Woo! That's big words from Papa God, ain't it? Don't hear me no longer. But this is my son who takes over from here on.
Amen.
Amen. That adoption is near the time in parable of the church. It's time for that.
Amen.
It's time where God don't have to come out of a thundercloud and talk to somebody.
Right.
You can be so yielded, he'll speak right through your voice.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
His exact words, you won't even take no thought about it.
Right.
Isn't that what the Bible said? Take no thought when you're brought before these men. The Spirit of your Father will speak
right.
through you.
Amen.
Amen. I got to go there. Let's go to Galatians 4. Actually, let's go to Galatians 3. I want to go back a little bit here. Galatians 3:24. Right there after Romans a little bit. Galatians 3:24. But before faith came, we were kept under the law, shut up until the faith which should afterwards be revealed. Wherefore the law was our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ, that we might be justified by faith. So what's Paul saying? The laws of God. Do not do this. Do this. Be holy as I am holy. Be perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect. He said it was our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ. Because what does the law do? It shows we are all sinners.
Right.
Every one of us. From the top to the bottom.
Amen.
I don't care if a baby was born 30 minutes ago. It's born in sin, shaped in iniquity.
Right.
The law came as our schoolmaster to bring us to something, though. That wasn't the fulfillment of what God wanted to do with his children. He didn't want us to live in fear, but he knew he had to use that to bring us somewhere.
Right.
That we might be justified by faith, verse 25. But after that faith is come. Has faith come to you?
Yes.
After faith has come.
Yes.
Not works. It's not of works. It's all grace.
Amen.
Which comes by faith. But after the faith has come, we are no longer under a schoolmaster. For ye are all children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ Jesus, he's preaching the same thing. We have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There's neither bond nor free. There's neither male nor female. For ye are all one in Christ Jesus. And if ye be Christ, then are ye Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise.
Amen.
Now let's go into this heirs 4:1. Now I say that the heir... We just read that a minute ago. Heir is somebody who has an inheritance,
right,
who has something that is allotted to them. An heir, as long as he is a child, differeth nothing from a servant, though he be Lord of all. That word Lord is the same thing the Bible uses for Christ being the Lord.
Yep.
The exact same word. So when it talks about us being children, and we are under tutors, actually, let's just keep reading here. But if, verse 2, but is under tutors and governors until the time appointed of the church. Of my pastor. Of me, right? That's a new Methodist theology. You don't need pastors no more. I'll take care of this. I know what the prophet preached. Well, yeah, he told you to be in church. You'll be in church.
Right.
Until the time appointed of the Father. Now look, Paul's going to explain what he means here. So really focus in now. Verse 3. Even so we, when we were children, were in bondage under the elements of the world. But when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons.
Amen.
So though we were under this schoolmaster, when the time of the Father came, the schoolmaster left. The tutors and governors, we don't need any intercessors no more. The Father came. Because he sent his Son. And the Son was God the Father made flesh, coming to get you.
Amen.
To redeem you from out of that bondage.
Amen.
To be his Son. So you don't have to have some mediator.
Right.
Father's your tutor now.
Amen.
Oh, doesn't that make it so much easier when it ain't somebody with a whip.
Right.
Say, you better get this right. Or you, just like these guys, my students, you better do this, you're getting detention. But when it's your Father, then you understand his correction. You understand why he's telling you what to do. Because you love him and he loves you.
Amen.
So the tutors and governors have left and the true tutor stowed up, the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
Amen.
That's when we received our adoption as sons, when you were born again in the Spirit of God. Because then you received the heavenly tutor. But that wasn't it. That was only the beginning. Verse 6. And because ye are sons, not because God got bored one day. Because God was so jealous, he came up with his own thing. No, because you are sons. God has sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Wherefore, thou art no more a servant.
Amen.
Quit being God's servant. A slave. That's not how it works. But a son. Which means you have the same, you have more reverence for him. You listen to his word to a much higher esteem than you would some other man.
Amen.
Because he's your Father.
All right.
And if a son, then an heir of God through Christ. Now verse 3, when it says we were children, that means you were an infant, a babe, a minor, not of age, childish. untaught, unskilled. So as you walked under the law, you couldn't be no Christian. You tried to. When you walked in the elements of the world, the things of the world, you tried to be a son of God. Because down in here, that seed's always there. Amen. It's always there.
Right.
It's always Christ knocking on the door.
Yes.
But you couldn't do it. You were a child. But then came the adoption by the Spirit of God that took you, and you're no longer a child. You become a son. And we don't understand that here, right? Because to us in Western, son, child, what's the difference? But when Paul wrote this, he was talking about a Jewish custom, which was when you had a child, they were just children. You didn't call him a son. You called him a child until he grew up.
Right.
Until he reached the age, it was usually about 13 or so, where he could do what the father did. Because in that day, you had to do what your father's job was. I wish the sons of God would realize that we have to do what Papa said.
Amen.
He said, go in all the world, preach the gospel. Don't got to sit around on it. Go!
Amen.
Preach the gospel.
Uh-huh.
Go cast out devils. These signs will follow them that believe. Get about your Father's business.
Amen.
Because if you receive the Holy Ghost, you're not a little child that don't know what he's doing.
Right.
You're a son.
Amen. Yes, amen.
A manifested son.
Believe it.
Now that ain't it. That ain't it. That's what I'm trying to get to. The beginning of our adoption starts at the new birth. Amen.
Yes.
All right, just making sure. Nobody amen that time. I'm like, oh, man.
Amen.
I'm getting private revelation again or something. Better humble myself. You read the word sons. It says the nature and condition of the true disciples in Christ who by receiving the Spirit of God into their souls. I like how even Strong's worded that. Into the soul. Not on the spirit, not on the flesh.
Right.
That don't mean nothing. You can receive that baptism of the Holy Ghost every day of your life and head straight to hell as fast as Judas did. But if it gets on the inside one time, receiving their souls and become sons of God. Also for sons, it says the blessed state looked for in the future life after the invisible return of Christ from heaven. That's what we're getting to. You're adopted in your soul by the new birth.
Amen.
That gives you an anchor. And potentially, it's everything you'll ever be.
Oh, yes.
Everything.
Yes.
We don't need no ladder rain to come down.
Yeah.
I've got it right here.
Amen.
I am the bride's revival.
Amen. Yes, sir.
And if you read where we talked about Jesus going up the Mount Transfiguration, there's two accounts. One says after 6 days. One says about 8 days. All right, that's some tough math. Let's see if we can do this. What's after six and about eight?
Yeah.
And since it's about 8, I would say it was the evening time.
Probably,
yes.
Amen.
How else would it have shined so much unless it was dark out? And just think of what you look in the world when you really yield to the Spirit and you walk in this world. You're the only hope people have anymore that there's even common decency.
Yep.
Look, parents don't even love the children no more. I see it every day. I see kids and I know why they're crazy. I know why they don't care about school, because nobody cares about them.
Right. Amen.
That's the world we live in.
Yeah.
And if you love this place, how? Well, you know, it's just going to get worse.
Yeah.
Amen.
People feed, we talk about the heathens feeding their children to crocodiles. Well, I know mothers that are stories I've read, they throw them in a garbage can and let them die.
Yeah.
What's worse? Mm-hmm. At least they're trying to do something to some kind of God. What are they doing it for? Themselves.
Right.
I have a student. 16-year-old girl told me she don't want to get married. She don't want to have kids. She don't like kids. But she'll talk about hot boy so-and-so. Well, what are you going to do? You want to be a prostitute your whole life? Is that your frame of mind? You don't want to get married, but you want the benefits. What's worse? I'd rather be a stinking heathen out in the middle of Africa worshiping some dead god than to be in that condition right here where you can hear the gospel preached. These people don't live 5 minutes from this place. Where are they at? Deluded. No seed. What do you expect to happen? And if you don't have the Holy Ghost, you better get ready.
Right.
I don't know how you get ready, though. Because you're not going to be able to imagine what's going to happen to this world. It's coming to an end.
Yes.
But about the evening time is when Jesus was transfigured. Right before Jesus went to the cross, that is when he was changed from a mortal man. One that had temptations. One that struggled. One that looked like he couldn't make it. Now he stood white as the sun. And we know what he said in the book of Revelations. He was girt about. He was coming as king.
Amen.
Ruler. So what's the difference, brother?
excuse me. In this life, you're adopted into the body of Christ by the baptism of the Holy Ghost because you personally have a work to do for God that no one else can do.
That's right.
And if people in the churches would take that seriously, we'd get somewhere. They go, well, if I was a pastor, then I'd get dedicated and I'd show up early for church and everything else. Look, church, I ain't saying this to be prideful. I'm saying this because it's the truth. When I started serving the Lord at 19 years old, I was right there at least a half hour before service. Minimum. Every service. I can count on my hand. Not the number of times I missed church, the number of times I wasn't a half hour early. You want to know why I did that? Peer pressure. Because my message friends didn't get around fast enough. And I'm sitting there convicted out of my mind going, why am I still here goofing off? We should be in the house of God getting ready for service. Then they wonder why all the people, all the young people are going out in the world. They never seen God. They saw a nice book, some good doctrine. They never seen an adopted son. They never seen somebody take a devil on head to head and cast it out. We're responsible for this gospel. Every one of us have a place. And you need to take your position just as sincerely as you think any man does. Because God's counting on us. Yes. That's how much we're a part of this. That's how much we're a part of His life. Because He knows His life in us cannot fail.
Amen. Right.
Why do you think He trusted Abraham so much? A man that was willing to sell his wife out in doubt for 25 years. Yeah. But he knew he'll hold on. Even in his mistakes, he'll cast it away and said, my mistakes didn't have anything to do with this. God said, I would have a son at 75. I'm 100 years old. It's still going to happen no matter how old I get.
Amen.
Same with Noah. God knew he could test Noah. Noah built a boat for 120 years. It wasn't even a good boat. It was a big box made to float.
Amen.
And look, imagine it. Put it today, because that's what the Bible says. It says that time was like now.
Amen.
When the Son of Man was revealed. How many believe the Son of Man was revealed?
Amen.
None other than the Bride of Christ.
Amen.
Revealed in the last days. And imagine somebody out there. Some old crank somewhere. He's, I can't remember how many, 500, 600 years old, something like that. Out there hammering away, building a big box. Like, man, they pull out their iPhone and say, man, the weather looks good.
Yeah.
Hey, don't put it past it.
No.
Who knows what they had? They probably had something better. They didn't need an iPhone. It was in their brain. Hey, the weatherman said in my little chip up here, it's going to be 70 and sunny like it is every day.
Amen.
Man, Noah, you've been preaching this sermon 120 years. You got anything fresh? Woo! Just like this message. Hey, it's 50 years old. That ain't a blip to God.
Amen.
What does time mean to God? And the only reason we're waiting around is because of us.
Right.
It ain't His fault. He wants this thing over worse than we do. Why? Because He said, how are you going to get there? You get the Holy Ghost. And He said, He wants to give you the Holy Ghost more than you want to receive.
Amen.
Proves He wants this to be over more than we do.
Amen.
Amen. Where am I going? My goodness. You enjoying it tonight?
Yes.
Amen. Amen. So we are adopted in this life at the new birth. But that is not it. Think of just like in the natural, how you would have a son. Let's say he's 13 years old. You know he can do the job, but you only give him this much. Do that, buddy. After a few years, here you go. Here's some more of your inheritance. Nothing changed about him. He didn't have to go out and get something. He just kept producing. He just kept producing who he was. And you'll never start producing until you receive the Holy Ghost. But once you have, you'll start seeing Christ come out of you.
Amen.
Those times when you just tear that guy up. Something in there says, don't do that. And you're not even trying. It's just something grabs you.
Amen.
Says, act like a son.
Amen.
Don't act like a little squadron baby.
Amen.
That's right.
And as we grow in the Lord, see, that's where everybody wants to tell it how it's supposed to be. Look, how fast and how slow you grow, that's between you and God. I got no business in that.
Amen.
I got no business telling, well, Sister So-and-so has been in the mess for 10 years. She should know better than that. Who are you, God?
Uh-huh.
Well.
You know what I mean.
Amen.
The Son of God's a part of God. Where else is he going to come from?
Right.
Where every apple tree come from? That first apple.
Oh, yeah.
Where did any Son of God come from? The first Son of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I'm just going to have to read this. Coming out of here, ye hymn 58. Now, if this child was obedient, there was a ceremony to be made when the child became matured. They'd taken him out in a public place. Listen close. Don't miss this. Watch the scripture. They'd taken the child out into a public place, placed a robe upon him, a royal robe, and they held a ceremony. It was a ceremony of adoption. The child that had been born into the family become placed by adoption in the family. And after that, the boy's name was just as good on a check as his daddy's was. He was the heir of all things. Yeah. To think of who your father is and what you're heir of. We'd walk different if we really knew him.
Amen.
He could take out, he could put up, he could fire, he could hire, he could do whatever he pleased to do because a ceremony of adoption had been made upon his son and he was clothed and set in order. Now watch this. Now there's where the church ought to be today. That's where we should be. And if we esteem ourselves any lower than that, we're only doing ourselves a disservice.
Right.
Jesus said, "These things that I do, shall you do also."
Yeah.
Ask anything in my name, I'll do it. Why are we scared of that?
Uh-huh.
Why are we scared of the power of God? And the confession that could come out of our mouth. As we talked about the mind, the Bible said, "Let this mind be in you that was also in Christ."
Amen.
Yes.
Who thought it not robbery to be equal with God,
Amen.
But made himself of no reputation. So you need to have that revelation. God, I'm a part of you. The devil ain't got no grounds on me. I don't got no grounds on me.
Amen.
Because the inner man will beat the outer man.
Amen.
If you'll let him. Amen. Ask anything in my name, I'll do it. Why are we scared of that? What's the matter? If Christ has clothed us with his Holy Spirit and been adopted into the family after being born again, been baptized into the body by the Holy Spirit, if it's a true witness of God, ask what you will and it'll be done for you. Why? Because his mind has been transferred into yours.
Amen.
That predestinated seed when the Holy Ghost came and quickened it. I can't preach my sermon Sunday again. When it quickened it, it fused that seed in God.
Yes.
It came together.
Yes.
And as that fused together, the old man died out.
Yes,
and there came in a new mind.
Yes.
That said, walk in holiness.
Yes.
Walk in righteousness.
Yes.
Don't let sickness come into your house.
Amen.
Conquer the devil's kingdom. Kick out that alcohol. Kick out that lying, that cheating, that sin. Get that out of here.
Amen.
Yes. And then the mind that you have in here. Look, I'm not talking about the carnal mind.
No.
That's the law of the flesh.
Right.
We're dismissing that man. Don't identify with it. Cast it out.
Amen.
It's your worst enemy.
Yes.
But the mind of Christ that's within us always knows what to do. It's the master of all circumstances. And its desires will always be the will of God. Think of that.
Right.
How many times you had a supernatural thought and you talked yourself out of it?
Sure.
You said, "I'll be too boastful." Can't somebody else do that? Why don't the preacher pray for him? Why don't somebody else that thinks they're spiritual speak in tongues today? And you got so moving on you, God giving you that thought, telling you to act upon it, and you're afraid. What are we afraid of? Because we don't know who we are.
Amen.
That's the only reason you'd ever be afraid. If you know you're a son of God, you know that you're led of the Spirit of God, why would the Spirit of God tell you to do something he didn't want done?
That's right.
Is God a schizo? Do you not know? He thinks one day changes this way. My Bible said he's the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Amen.
And when I watch him move upon me, I got testimonies too, all right? I don't have to always read the prophet. I have a life in me
Amen.
That lived in that man.
Yes.
Amen.
I'm restored back
Yes.
as a son.
Yes.
Amen.
The Bible said, "Lay hands on the sick, they'll recover." I've had it happen in my school. I got to post it on the wall. These two are witness of it. Every time it's happened, I put it on there. I'm not ashamed. He's the same.
Amen.
Yeah.
I didn't have to do anything. That's when I had success, when I quit trying.
Yeah.
And I said, the Bible said, lay hands on the sick, they'll recover.
That's right.
You do it, it happens.
That's it.
You don't got to put no time limit in it, especially when you're dealing with sinners. So come off, and then I had one guy actually, he had a knee problem for a while. He's a cross-country kid. Ran all the time. He's one of the best in the state. He got hurt one time and he kept bothering. He couldn't run. He finally came. He kept egging me on like, "Hey, come pray for me. Come pray for me." That shows me you're the son of God when people come to you saying,
yeah,
"You come pray for me."
Amen.
You're the one that want to pray for me. I got Bishop so-and-so down there. No, I want you. I wasn't no pastor at the time either, all right? Just to let you know. Kept coming to me, and finally at the end of it, I don't believe making a gospel show, but there's times to stand up right in front of everybody and say, look, you want to see a miracle? Here it comes. Okay, the prophet did it. We always say about being humble, and prophet used his gift of discernment right here in front of millions of people. Looked like he was boastful, don't it? Not if you know his spirit. He was trying to prove that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And this young man came to me, and I said, all right, finally. Class of kind dismissed. He was by myself. I said, well, come here. I just put my hands on his shoulder and said, in the name of Jesus Christ, I said, you'll be fine, go. Said, I saw him the next day at a track meet. It was either the next day or the day after that. I don't want to lie, so it's one of those two. He came to me. I looked down. I was like, hey, he's running. I wonder how he's running. Because I saw him on the track sheet there. He came up to me at the track meet and said, I didn't know who to thank, you or him. Well, he'd be both, I guess. But he's the one who did it.
Amen.
Amen. God came on scene, healed that man overnight. He said he was laying in bed and he could just feel all of a sudden it was better.
Mm. Sure.
Sinner. Why? Because of who I am in God.
Amen.
I'm a son. I have authority over all flesh.
Amen.
Mine, sinner, doesn't matter.
Amen.
Shortly after that, I told him though, I warned him when I did it. I said, now when you get well, you tell everybody that Jesus Christ healed you.
Amen.
He didn't do it. What do you think happened shortly after that? He got hurt again. And I remember one time I met him at the Y. He came to me. He's like, man, you got hurt again? He's like, yeah. I said, you know why you got hurt? He's like, well, I don't know. I said, you didn't tell people Jesus healed you, did you? He said, no. All right. Just walked on. And he knew it. He knew it. And I even wrote his testimony, and I put that in there, and I let him read it, and he said, that's exactly the truth. Sinners got less pride than we do sometimes.
Sure.
He was willing to say, yeah, I made a mistake. I shouldn't be sick, right? I shouldn't be hurting right now, but I didn't testify. What do you think happens to us? God will come now, we wonder why we go through what we do. What miracles has he done for you? Tell anybody about it?
Yeah.
You tell about how your finances seem to always come together? When it don't look like it's gonna? However sickness you get, for some reason, it just takes off.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Everybody's sad all the time. You're always perky and happy. And you don't tell them why? Wonder why things happen that way. Because you're a son. And God's going to take care of you. He ain't going to have no whiny babies in the millennium.
Right.
He's going to have sons.
Amen.
That are fit to rule.
Amen.
And that's where you take the adoption. Look at King David. I don't know how long I'm going to go because I can't even get onto this. Forget it. We'll do that next time. Look at King David. King David was anointed to be king years before he ever sat on the throne. When was he king in God's eyes? The second he was anointed. He was the king in Israel. It's the same with us.
Yes, sir.
Who are the sons of God? Those that have received the Spirit of God.
Amen.
Right at that moment, God has recognized you, adopted son.
Yes.
King, fit to rule. But God allowed David because he wanted to prove him.
Yeah.
And he did it to every servant. Every child that comes must be chastised.
Amen.
And if you can't stand it, you ain't a son.
Right.
We go through all of them. Balaam couldn't handle it when he got corrected.
Sure.
He said, nope, I'm going to go soon anyways. Judas did the same thing. Instead of going to Jesus and repenting, he went and hung himself because he was scared of it.
Yep.
Too much pride to go say, Jesus, I'm sorry. I know right now he's begging to be right here in this seat.
Amen.
Asking forgiveness for his sins. David walked for years and God tested him and tested him and tested him because he knew what he put in David would come up.
Amen.
It would work. He would be king. What has God done to us? He's adopted us by his spirit. He's brought us into the body. We have a work to do. You must act like sons.
Right. Amen.
Adopted sons.
Yes.
But there will come a time when it won't just be on the soul.
Mm-hmm.
Where God will adopt our entire being.
Amen.
Into his presence. To where we won't have to walk in the flesh no more.
Right.
That's what happened to Christ. Christ on River Jordan had received his adoption there. And God set him forth for his work that he has done. He's done the same for us in this day.
Amen.
He's filled us with the Spirit. He walked, tried, tested all the way through. And he passed every time. And what's going to get us through? His amazing grace says, you pass, even though you fail. You pass because my grace holds on. I'm going to give you another chance to pass down here. You fail there, you're going to pass here. Because you're my son, and he won't lose a walk.
Amen.
Amen.
When I was walking in the world, when I was a hypocrite, he deserved to kill me. I should have for the shame I put on his name. But by grace am I saved.
Amen.
Amen.
What do you think Paul felt like trying to preach this? He was the chief of sinners.
Amen.
He knew it. And you better know you are. Yep. Or you got too much pride yet. Don't tell me somebody else was worse than you. We are all muck.
Right.
There ain't no big eyes, little U's. Even after you're converted, don't act like it.
Right. Amen.
Christ made himself of no reputation.
Right.
But as a son, you have dominion.
Right.
You have to understand how to exercise that dominion. What do you think a statue of Pergamon was all about? Anything contrary to that character is not God.
Amen.
It's the devil. Anything contrary to it. You must walk as a son. And as Christ walked as a son, adopted, he proved it time and time again.
Amen.
When sickness came, he didn't worry about it. He actually got mad the one time. The disciples came and said they couldn't cast out this epileptic boy. He didn't say, it's all right, guys, you know, you just need the big artillery. You needed me. And now some people do it. Oh, my brother so-and-so prayed for you. You needed me. You needed my anointing. That's a bunch of filth.
Yeah.
By faith do these things happen.
Right.
That's exactly what Jesus told them. He said, why couldn't we do it? He said, because of your unbelief.
Amen.
That was it. He didn't give them any. Your prayer life ain't in order. That wasn't in the equation.
Nope.
It was your unbelief.
Amen.
But I tell you what, if your prayer life ain't in order, you're going to have unbelief. You're going to condemn yourself.
Right.
Got to come out of that.
Amen.
Act like sons.
Amen.
That's what he did. He said, bring him to me. He said, go, get out. Done. It was over. Every time Christ, he always knew what to do. He always did the Father's will. And he's called us to the same because we are filled with the exact same spirit he was.
Yes, I am. Amen.
But it came to the time where God wanted to show the world, this man is exactly who I say he is. He is God made flesh. And the only way to prove that was for him to go up to Mount Transfiguration and be glorified before all of them. That not only was his soul, his spirit, because you know what the Bible says, he that is joined to the Lord is one spirit.
Man.
Your old spirit, you needed a new spirit to even get along with God.
Right.
That old spirit had to be taken care of. That's what the cross was all about. You were given a new spirit that you could be one with God.
Man. Amen.
One spirit. So Christ had already been adopted. His soul, his spirit. There's one thing left. His body.
Amen.
He wasn't adopted yet in his body. He still had a body of flesh. Temptation. But on Mount Transfiguration, he was changed. Glorified before them. And they said, surely this is the Son of God.
Amen.
I don't think Peter, James, and John had one doubt walking out of there who that man was. They might not have been able to live it, but they weren't going to deny it. Peter proved it. Where are we going to go? You've got the words of eternal life. And I tell you the same about this word that we've been given. Is it what you think it is?
Uh-huh.
Or is it what it said it was?
Hold on.
Is it the word or is it not the word? And the word is God.
Amen.
And one of these days, yes, we've been adopted into the body. Yes, we get tried and tested. God puts us here, puts us there. We need to take this land. We're over Jordan. We're fighting off the Philistines. But one of these days, it'll all be done. And you'll look down your hand. There won't be no scars on it no more.
Mm-hmm.
You look and you have a white robe on. Where'd that come from? Why? You'll be adopted.
Yes, Lord.
Mind, body, soul, spirit, everything will become God. To where when you have thoughts, the only thoughts you have are what that inner man always said. There's no outer man to deal with anymore. Jesus didn't worry about no temptations after his resurrection. He just showed up whenever he wanted to.
Right.
He did what he wanted. Devil couldn't tempt him no more. It was already done. And that's where we're at. We are in the adoption. Don't put it off somewhere out there. You ain't never going to get there. Although we're just doing this, playing with that donkey with the corn out here. And we just tied to our head. We're never going to get it. We're just always going to be failures. No, sir. One of these days, resurrection morning,
amen,
it'll all be taken care of. One of these days, David got up on that throne, he put the crown on, and he was king of Israel.
Amen.
And one of these days, God will take that role of his spirit to change this flesh into his glorious flesh. The adoption of our bodies fit to rule in the millennium. Amen. I don't know where to start or where to stop, I guess. Let me read one more scripture and then we'll close. Ephesians 1. Everybody understanding tonight?
Amen.
Ephesians 1, verse 3. Actually, does anybody have a school field like I do? Does anybody know what's the title say right above that? Anybody have it? Maybe not. Mine says, "The Believer's Position in Grace." So reckon yourself dead and put yourself right here, right now. All right? Ephesians 1, verse 3. "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ." Hath blessed us with all blessings He could give right now, according as He hath chosen us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before Him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children.
Amen.
Predestinated by Jesus Christ to Himself, according to the good pleasure of His will. Your will? It wasn't even your will. It was His will that you would be saved.
Amen.
All you had to do was say yes.
Yes.
All the hard part was taken care of. Anybody go to Calvary? I did it. I was in what He did, though. Because I was predestinated in Him.
Amen.
Well, I was in Him, in His loins.
Amen.
When He reproduced Himself, He chose me.
Yes, sir. Amen.
That will be my son in Laodicea. We think of how hard it is here. Do you understand in glory? They will know where you came from.
Right.
The worst time, they see it the way it really is.
Yeah.
We think David killing Goliath was pretty awesome. And it was. But he could see his enemy. He knew where he was. And he could take faith and just kill him.
Yeah.
Where's your enemy? It's right here. You can't even see him. You think it's you half the time. You're fighting yourself. And you wonder why you have a greater victory than he did.
Amen.
Woo! Because your greatest enemy is yourself.
Amen.
And we will conquer ourselves.
Yes, sir. Amen.
To where the old man will be eradicated.
Amen.
He will have no influence. We will take on a body like His glorious body.
Amen.
To live forever.
Yes.
Just as He is.
Amen.
Stand together.
Thank you, blessed Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Praise you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, blessed Lord.
The beginning of adoption.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise you.
How many believe you're adopted by the Spirit of the living God? And if you're not, you can be. All you got to do, as we said before, you just repent of your sins, baptized in His name. Even baptism itself ain't nothing fancy about it. Instead, it's just an answer of a good conscience, because you should receive the Holy Ghost the second you repent. But God knows your heart. He knows whether you've let it all go. He knows whether you want Him or not. He knows. He will respond, and He will fill us with His Spirit. Oh, how many of you I just appreciate Him. I just want to give Him a hand. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Let's just bow our heads together. If you have a need again, I trust most of you, if not all, have received the Holy Ghost. There's something in your life where you go, I know I let the devil have that. That was my possession, my joy. He took it from me. I want to take it back. If you have any desire, I just pray you'll raise your hand, not to me, but to the Creator, the one who will give you the desires of your heart. Recognize that you're His son, that you're His daughter, and that He has given you His Spirit to witness these things. Let's pray together. You pray your own way. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for this word in this day, to clear up all of our doubts, to show us our position in you, in grace. Father, thank you for your amazing grace you've had on us, Lord, that you would go to the cross, that you would die, that you would pay our penalty, Lord, and redeem us back to yourself. Father, I just pray there'd be such an outpouring upon us, Lord, within our hearts, that we would never be the same, that every day we grow closer, Lord, knowing that the time is so short. Father, help us have a desperation like we never have before, to see you manifest yourself in every one of our lives. Thank you, Lord, for loving us. Thank you for taking care of us, Lord. Thank you for your Spirit even being here right now. Lord, we appreciate you coming. Lord, just have your way in our lives. Don't let any doubt, don't let any unbelief ever hinder us, Lord, especially when we walk into the house of God. I pray you help us to have perfect faith, that we put our confidence in the atonement you've made for us. Lord, if there's anything evil in our hearts, I pray that right now the Spirit would show it to us. And Lord, we'd be able to repent of that thing and get it far from us. Be glorified in our lives, we pray.
In Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Father. Everybody feeling good tonight? Feeling good. Thank you, Jesus. I want to try this song, Dad. If you want me to play, I can. With 91. I know I said something about it, but it's pretty simple. Let's turn to 91. And you can. It's simple. How many of you know it out there? We are. Nobody does. I'm gonna have to sing a solo, huh? I'll do the first a couple times. It won't take that long. Go something like this. We are heirs of the Father, joined with the Son. We are people of His kingdom. We are family. We are. Sing that again. Let's sing that again. Here we go. We are heirs of the Father. We are joined heirs with the Son. We are people of His kingdom. We are family. We are one. How many's been washed? We are washed. We are sanctified. We are cleansed by His blood. We are born of the Spirit. We are children of the Lord. We are members of His body. We are objects of His love. We are takers of all glory to God. Hallelujah. We are citizens of heaven above. We're partakers of His suffering. We're partakers of His grace. Hallelujah, Lord. We shall meet Him. Oh, it's so good to be like Him. We shall see Him. Oh, just put yourself there.
Face to face.
You longing?
We are longing.
Yes, Lord, come.
For His coming.
We are looking to the sky. We are watching, we are waiting. We shall dwell with Him, we shall rise. We shall reign with Him forever. Man and angel shall and sing, for dominion to the family of the King. Let's sing that first verse with all faith now.
We are heirs of the Father. We are joined with the Son. We are people of His kingdom. We are family.
Oh, sing that again. That's so good. We are one.
We are heirs of the Father. We are joined with the Son. We are people of His kingdom. We are family. We are one.
Give Him praise. Give Him praise tonight. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Everybody see why I want to sing that tonight? We are heirs. I got one more. I got to sing Original Life again. 83, just back one page. It's one of those songs where I sang it for years, but it just became real to me here recent. I go, it's the original life. It ain't something I manufactured. It was God. Amen to me. Hallelujah. Go ahead, Dad. I got no more.
We'll start the chorus.
The original life.